Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember 2010.
This interview comes from episode 24, Houston Astros.
Ed interviews Charlie and Sandy Brading about their longtime neighbor and friend, Neil Armstrong.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. A great baseball PhD. Welcome to the honorable Charles Brading and his beautiful wife, Sandy, live from Wapakoneta, Ohio. How are you guys?
We are excellent.
Very good, yes.
I met these two outstanding people when I had the honor to serve in the Ohio House of Representatives in the 90s. And Charlie was my fellow state representative from WAPOC, which is abbreviation for Wapakoneta, and a
you
great
got it.
Friend.
You got it.
And we're here today because Charlie told me a story once on the House floor that gave me goosebumps and inspired my imagination. And he said, you know, on the night that Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, July 20th, 1969, my parents were at Neil Armstrong's parents' house watching history while the rest of the world was watching Neil Armstrong. And Charlie, that captured my imagination because several years ago, I went to Wapakoneta to visit you, and tell me if I'm slandering beautiful WAPOC. To me, it was Mayberry RFD in Ohio. It was wonderful, and it's inspiring that Neil Armstrong came from Wapakoneta.
Well, listen, I want you to know that Neil Armstrong also worked in my dad's drugstore when he was taking flying lessons near Wapakoneta when he was in high school.
So let's paint this word picture. In Wapakoneta during that time period, your dad's pharmacy, was it called Brading Pharmacy?
It was called Rhine and Brading Pharmacy.
Okay.
Mr. Rhine had passed away. And so it was Rhine and Brading Pharmacy in Wapakoneta.
And when he worked at your dad's drugstore, I mean, did your dad come home each night at the supper table and say, boy, does this kid have potential?
Well, let me, I jotted down a few things. When Neil, in fact, he would take the money that he earned, which probably wasn't a whole lot, at the drugstore, and used it for flying lessons at a small airport near Wapakoneta.
Well, it was a couple of landing strips.
That's right. That's what it was at that time. But he used his winnings, or not winnings,
the wages
as such, and he would stay out there until it got dark. But that's where he got his first start after working at the drugstore for a lot, but in the evenings and after school.
And what did you guys make him do at the drugstore? Was he your delivery guy? What did he do?
Well, he helped the stock shelves, and you know, he would eventually wait on some customers, and he read magazines a lot, especially the magazines that had something to do with space.
Right, right.
But he was a good person in what he was doing,
right.
But he had other things in mind,
right?
Later on,
right? And I think he was like 4 years older than you.
That is correct.
And did you ever work with him at the drugstore?
Yeah, kind of. He's a bit older than I am, but certainly I was around the drugstore for when I was younger, I got to know Neil very well. His brother was in high school with me, and has remained a good friend.
Good. So let's go to that magical night. Walter Cronkite's telling us that Apollo 11, they're getting ready to land, and they're going to step out onto the moon's surface. Where were you? Tell me the story of that magical night, and then tell me the story of what your parents did.
I do think that you and I were at our house, as I said, with, you know, a couple of foreign reporters.
That's right.
As far as, you know, I think afterward, I don't remember his parents saying much, and I believe, you know, there was a lot of anxiety, of course, because, you know, really none of us knew what to expect, and there was concern. There, I know at the Armstrongs Church, they had a 24-hour prayer vigil all through that time. And as I remember, after the actual moon landing, when the Armstrongs came out of their home and were interviewed, they both were just so very
elated. They were elated.
You know, that everything had gone well, and three fellows were safe, and
right.
You know.
But it was a glorious
yes,
night.
Yes.
No question about
so
it.
So I can imagine the word picture of the Armstrongs probably lived in a nice house, but they didn't live in a mansion. It was a simple house. And you've got, what, press all set up outside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There were a lot of folks.
A lot of activity and excitement for Wapakoneta.
That had to be the highlight of the history of the world for Wapakoneta.
No question about it. Yeah, until I went to the legislature.
Exactly, and then everyone was happy because finally justice was happening. But
he made it. He made it.
Yep. And you were a great legislator. But so Neil Armstrong, when they land, what, mom and dad come out and they probably simply say, "We're very, very happy. God bless America," and probably went back into their house.
They were good people, good church people, and they thank God for.
Yes.
Charlie, were your parents with them pretty much that whole night? For example, when they landed on the moon and the Armstrongs came out, were your parents already at the house then?
Yes.
So they were giving them moral support. Were they
correct.
Politely staying in the house, or were they walking behind them and giving them moral support?
They were behind them. They were just giving them moral support, exactly.
Good. So as the Armstrongs are telling the world that they're thankful, your parents are like in the background.
That is correct.
Good, good. So then they go back into the house. Lord knows if they had steak and lobster or if they just had
a simple
dinner. And then they watched the moon landing with the Armstrongs.
That's correct.
And once the moon landing took place, did the Armstrongs come back out to say anything to the press that night?
I think they did, yeah, because it seems to me that I remember the broadcast, the local broadcast, you know, that there were stations from everywhere, you know, outside the home wanting to get some kind of statement from them. And, they did come out afterwards. And, you know, again, just express their...
They were very, very kind people, and they
were safe, you know, that everyone was safe. And
so they're happy, and they're celebrating like the older generation did by giving thanks and not, you know, tearing up the town or tipping cars over like the Lakers do when they win the world championship or anything like
right.
that. That doesn't happen in WAPOC.
No, no.
Now, when did you see Neil Armstrong after he landed on the moon?
I don't think it was until the homecoming.
I guess it was the homecoming. That was the next big thing, was to get ready for the homecoming.
And are you talking about the Wapakoneta football homecoming or the Neil Armstrong is coming home homecoming?
No, when Neil came home, and I had that. Sandy, do you remember what the date was? It was in September, I think.
Charlie was in charge of that whole homecoming celebration.
So you're very modest, Charlie. You never
told
me you were the homecoming MC.
I've always been that way.
So when Neil Armstrong comes to WAPOC and you're the chairman of his homecoming committee, were you the first guy that shook his hand? Did you give him a proclamation?
I was right up there. That is correct. We had the governor and all kinds of people that were very important that were there. It was out at the fairgrounds.
Nixon was there.
Pardon?
Trisha Nixon.
That's right.
There.
Yeah.
Representing the president.
And then they had a get together after that. After this was at the fairgrounds, and then went to, as I remember, Sandy, to a dinner, a lunch, or something at the at the church.
Bob Hope was in town.
Yep, that's right. Bob Hope was here.
Good. A Clevelander went to WAPOC.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good.
A Clevelander.
We got some culture. Uh-huh. That's good. I'm proud of ourselves. Now, time is short. We're almost done with our interview. But, I mean, Neil Armstrong, when you saw him after he landed on the moon, was it the same old Neil or did he look different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. Absolutely. Very, very fine person, well-spoken, and he was unaffected by what all that happened. And he was the same as he was when he was working in the drugstore, for pretty sake.
So he's just, like, nice and steady. He's the kind of guy you want whenever there's an emergency.
Absolutely.
That's his thing.
Absolutely.
Charlie and Sandy Brading, thank you very much for being on Baseball PhD.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.